I forgot to give these spoiler warnings, so this is your spoiler warning for everything this season and possibly in the future in the books. I don't give away too much, but it's just up for there. So it's definitely for the rest of the season. So if you haven't watched the rest of the season, there's a lot of spoilers. Welcome to Whispers of Oxenfurt, the whiskey, wine, and The Witcher edition, where we do a live commentary from the Witcher Netflix series. This is Brett.
This is Lindsay. I get to come back again for a fifth time.
A fifth and final time, maybe?
Hey. No.
So we are on episode 5, Bottled Appetites. And this comes from the short story, The Last Wish, based on the book, The Last Wish. And it is where Geralt and Yen meet.
I'm not going to lie, it's been a little bit since we've watched some of these, so there's probably going to be some extra questions that may have been answered at some point before, but I feel like everyone might be on the same boat as us. It's a good little rewatch of something you probably watched a couple of times, but it's probably been a bit.
And while it is called Whiskey, Wine, and The Witcher, there is no whiskey tonight, as we are both on the wine. We are drinking a Boda Box High Society Nighthawk blend.
Yes.
Yeah, Nighthawk blend. It is very good. And considering the price, it is even better.
Box wine.
Yeah, if you like fruity, it's very purpley.
Mm-hmm. My teeth will be purple when we're done.
Purple. And so, other things to get to real quick. If you haven't rated the podcast, please rate it. It helps. And I actually got a notice today that it was trending on like the Apple literature ones.
Yeah, buddy.
So there's something there. The ratings really help. And when I made a bunch of satirical things going after the incel and the shitty Twitter fans, I kind of got half brigaded because my rating went from a 5 to a 4.5, like almost overnight. It's now back at a 4.7. So I think it's done recently. So if you haven't rated it and you enjoy it, please go rate and review it on Twitter, on Twitch. All that information is below. So before we get started, we also have the drinking game to follow along. We may add stuff today, but right now we have it at you take a sip, or we will take a sip. Every time Geralt growls, any mention of the word destiny, Nilfgaard, monster, or magic slash chaos, as they're kind of all together. And if we get a Geralt fuck, then we finish the drink and we'll have to go get some more. So that's where we're at now, and I'm open to suggestions of what all to do. And like I said, we may add some. So without further delay and stalling, as always, I'm going to do a countdown and sync up, and we follow along. So episode 5, Bottled Appetites, in 3, 2, 1. Play.
Boom, boom.
Ba-doom. There you go. And the ba-doom is there. And this might be really loud. I might have to turn that down some.
All right, let's get into it. Because
it's super loud for me.
Ah.
I got the buddy crows.
That always means something bad, I feel like.
Oi, crow. Unless it's Russell Crowe, then it's usually good.
Is it?
Unless he's drunk and belligerent. But again, that reference doesn't make sense for about 20 years.
Oh, it's this dude.
Yeah. So, again, this is assuming you have seen the episode. If you're watching this for the first time, don't. But these are the Dopplers. And the Dopplers in the Netflix Witcher series are really fucking weird. Really, really weird.
Oh, this is a Doppler? I honestly thought it was that dude with the good eyes.
Oh, Istrid?
Yeah.
Oh.
He kind of looked like him.
Yeah, he kind of did. But no, that is not Istrid.
I remember this now.
These are T'Dopplers. Again, very different from the books. They're doing their own thing with them. And they creepy as hell. And a cat on the table. 4 minutes. If you had 4 minutes for the cat jumping on the table, you win. Or technically, it was like 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh. This totally reminds me of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Did he tuck it between? Ooh. You got somebody watching you.
Yeah, but he knows he's hot.
What?
He knows he's hot, so it doesn't matter.
And speaking of a lot of differences, Kyr. More different Apsialic.
Oh, he's creepy looking.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, it's the winged helmet, right? Like, he kind of looks like a bird.
He looks like a bird.
Yeah.
Them high cheekbones. Get off of there, Stella. Stella, you gotta get off. Well, actually, maybe they just said right there that they're showing that maybe Dopplers are different. These are just the bad Dopplers. Ooh, silver.
Silver bad?
To Dopplers, yeah.
Why?
It, like, burns them.
Oh.
It turns them from their, like, form.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the one thing that's like, oh.
I think I missed that.
Can't do silver. I don't think it's come up yet. It's later. It's later in the season when they fight, they show them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always go for... So it's kind of like Dopplers like are kind of like schizophrenic. Like they feel like they have like different personalities because they're different people. Like because their outsides are different people. If like they, he keeps saying we.
In the books, they literally become them.
Okay, so yeah, that makes sense.
If they become somebody, they gather all their thoughts.
Yeah, so they're kind of schizophrenic. Yeah,
they basically become them.
Dude, yeah. Imagine that, like all those different like thoughts going in your head.
Maybe it's
you
just
can't forget those other thoughts, right?
That's kind of the inherent thing.
So like you
thing
have that many people like talking in your head.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that was never fully answered that they kind of have to answer.
Oh, and we find out he's not dead.
Well, not for about 2 minutes.
Well.
Again, another big change. Mouse Sack does not die in the books. He just kind of goes away. He's never heard from. Basically, all of this has changed. Fringilla. We didn't give the massive spoiler warning.
Oh.
If you're listening, we're probably going to do a lot of spoilers for the season, for the books, for everything. So don't listen.
Sorry about it.
I should probably edit that back in. I might edit that in the beginning of the episode.
Oh, he's pissed. He's like, you give me an ugly old fart.
Well, no, I think it's...
No, I think it's because he's ugly. He's old.
Oh, I was about to say,
and he's like beautiful right now. He doesn't want to become an old guy.
Yeah, I was like, he's not going to bang him.
No, that's what it is. He doesn't want to become.
Look, yeah, that's true. He wanted to be it for a while. Ha! Like, yeah. Hey.
So can they switch back to people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was my.
Well, yeah, assuming they've done that. Again, I'm only talking about the books here, but
I'm just wondering
they switch
if he...
on a whim there.
Okay, yeah. I mean, do you run?
I mean, you might as well.
Maybe you'll get away.
I like how it's subtitled Black Knight. Have they not said his name yet in the show? And he didn't run very far or very hard.
Oh, well, he's been, like, tortured and shit. I would assume, like, he'd have to actually touch his skin. He just touched his clothes.
Well, again, they haven't established what it is. Most of the time, it's just if they see them, they can just become them.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was, like, a touch thing.
I don't think so. Here's the problem with that.
Oh. You should have. Oh.
Here's the thing about that. I think it's next episode. Siri asks him a question about Skellige.
Mm-hmm.
And he just is like, oh, yeah, whatever, I liked it. And she's like, wait, you don't like ice skating or whatever. You have arthritis.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, wait a minute. As they said there, everything you've ever done, we know, which again is canon to the books. They say Geralt, what happens in the books also is Geralt and a Doppler turns into Geralt.
Yeah.
And they fight.
Yeah.
And it's dead even because he's like, I know what you're going to think. I know what you're going to do because I am you.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. But that right there was more or less like, that's more or less slow death. But it's just weird they do that. So I don't know if that was a mistake or if it literally was the Doppler just didn't care about being caught, but that doesn't make any sense. So I think that's just a show mistake.
Yeah. Or it could be one of those things like you would have to go so deep into that person's mind and memory. Like, I'm assuming he still knows he's a Doppler. He doesn't just completely take over that person.
No,
like,
but he still knows
who he is.
But he knows their thoughts, and he knows I have arthritis, and he knows I would hate ice skating.
But he'd have to go through that. Like, it's almost like a, like, he'd have to, like, flip through those pages in the guy's brain to, like, find that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like. It's no, like, when he goes to trick Siri, he, like, flips through and decides, oh.
But to me, that's not because I don't flip through those thoughts. They literally become them.
Yeah, but you don't have, but he's also still himself in his head. That's what I was saying. He's schizophrenic. He has like 3-4 different people chit-chatting in his head.
Maybe, but I guess therein lies the problem when you're using magic and all that. So yeah, maybe so. Threat.
Bitch.
Outlaw mages. Hemet chuckles.
She's like, great.
Ha. There is no us, there's only me. And now to make money off of getting correctives quite effective, whatever the objective. Get it up.
Oh, this is where he can't get it up, mm-hmm. Right? So she like basically gives him Viagra.
Continental Viagra. Yeah. Kumquat.
What the hell does that mean? Like, I've heard that in, like...
A kumquat's like a fruit or like some kind of gourd, I think.
And he goes... Roop!
And there is only one way to find out. So we're going to Google. I did not know that's how you spelled it, though.
They're like, my dick's big.
Kumquat. Genus of evergreen shrubs or trees known for their tart orange fruits. Oh, kumquat. I thought it was a vegetable. It appears to be a fruit. Hmm. Resembles the orange.
Look, I love how they like literally is like he's got a huge hard on.
Yeah. He's just poking it. Yeah, y'all go.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe not.
Nah.
Yeah, she's like...
She's like... Love it.
Beauberon. Shackles.
She just call him gay?
Pretty much.
Oh, see, yep.
Well, I think it was like a gay crack, yeah.
Yeah.
Burly and usual type, which is that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess just...
So they know who she is now.
Who? The Dryads here?
I forget. We haven't seen them in like fucking forever.
No, she hasn't. No.
Remember the last thing we saw her was the tree.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
That was... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's like... Oh. That... Oh, yeah, that was the tree.
Oh, drink. That counts.
What?
Nilfgaardian.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Heads. I think this was filmed in the Canary Islands. I don't think they're going back.
No, I love how she's just chilling.
Yeah, there's like...
Because they like talk about
her. Yeah, they're just talking about her. I'm still here.
Like talking shit about her.
We don't know what she's doing. In English.
Sorry.
Ethne.
That's like that awkward, like,
That's that, all right.
Yep, y'all hate me, but thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, this whole subplot was just... Nah. Oh, there. Huh? Oh, that's General? Book.
Oh, Destiny.
Yeah. I will freely admit, I don't remember them saying that.
What?
The Sword of Destiny has two edges.
Is that like a big line in the
book? Yeah, The Sword of Destiny is the name of the second book.
Oh.
Where Geralt and them are there, and that's where they say that. The Sword of Destiny. I did not know they did that. Nilfgaard, drink.
Ugh.
Ugh. I'll drink again. Mm-hmm. You scamp. So this is the beginning of the short story, The Last Wish, where Geralt and Yaskier are fishing for a djinn.
I love this. I didn't. I love him. He gives so good comedic relief.
Yeah, it's a bit much at times. And unfortunately, it's like every time he's on screen, he doesn't really have any serious moments. So it's almost like, oh, Yaskier's on here. We need to laugh. So here's the thing, because we also know what happens. We don't know if he comes back.
True.
At the end of next episode, the sixth episode.
True.
Dandelion's like, or Dandelion, fuck. Geralt's like, fuck off, Bard. And he's gone. And he doesn't come back.
A djinn.
Xander.
Doesn't.
If I remember, a djinn is...
Oh.
Dang. A djinn is the element... Oh, what elemental is the djinn? Is it air? Yeah, because it goes through there.
Sure. Whatever you say.
I think it's the air, like, elemental of the genies, I think. Laura. The Laura. Oh, drink.
Oh, shit. Not gonna lie, I really was hoping that this djinn would be like, you know, Will Smith,
the Robin genie.
Williams genie.
Hey, that when the...
Come out and sing and shit.
Plugging the podcast that you're listening to already. If you go back and listen to the episode, I actually have clips from the Aladdin Genie.
What?
And I play out to where, hey, I got my own Aladdin Genie.
What?
But then he doesn't shut up and he goes away.
Oh.
Yeah. The Aladdin Genie. Oh, this is good. This became a meme.
Need a nap.
So it was also posited by my co-host at Lore Party and the Winds Howling that he's not actually trying to sleep here. He's using it to wish away the child a surprise or wish away being a witcher.
Oh, really?
Which makes a lot of sense.
Oh, shit.
Who opened it?
Girl did.
Ooh.
And die.
So, those are his wishes.
So, does even Geralt think that it's...
Yes, here's yes.
Yeah, okay.
I just want some damn peace. And as you see, the cut. So, that was his first wish.
What?
That was Geralt, I just want some damn peace.
Oh, that's why...
That's why that thing came on his thing. That was his first wish.
Oh.
Yeah.
And is that why Yaskir started getting that, like, he's fucked up?
Because that's a good point. Like, to give him peace?
To give him peace. He can't talk.
I don't think it's like a monkey's paw thing. But it does attack him in the book. But that would make sense, because now he's got peace, because Yaskir can't fucking talk.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. Chiridin. I like the way I pronounced it. Chiridin. So I'm going to call him Chiridin.
Sounds like how I pronounce it.
All I know is he is horny for Yen. Like, that just hurts. Like right now, I can't look at that. Like, in him wheezing. Like, God, that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. The djinn did it because he said, I want some peace.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
He's like, what?
God.
Oh.
Okay.
I love how he's like bullshit, like patting his back, like,
yeah,
you're okay, dude.
We won't let that happen.
Like what you do to someone who's drunk, you're just like, get it out.
All right, buddy.
He's like, yeah, there is.
Oh, he knows about that mage. He's trying to help him.
Uh-huh. Just write it down.
Kitty sneeze. Look, he's like, why the fuck are you talking about this? Where's this goddamn mage? Him.
He's like, her. I think I missed that part, though.
What?
That she was basically trapped in his... Like, she was a prisoner.
Oh, yeah. And she got out. Bringing to justice.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Demavind, whom we all know from The Witcher 2.
And Gwent. Sure.
And Gwent.
Sure.
Are we going to talk about Gwent?
No.
Oh. She's giving exposition, Yen. Let her deliver it so we know what's going on. Oh, God.
Duh.
Duh. Anything with Tisaya is good, though. And they've done a good job of... Well, I shouldn't say good because that's not what it is. Of, like, holding her looks back, the actress.
Whose?
Her, Miana Byrne.
Why? What do you mean?
Because she's, like, gorgeous. Like, stunning.
You don't think she looks gorgeous right now? I mean, she looks older, but she still looks beautiful.
They make her plain looking. I'm telling you, like, some pictures that have gone around, like, she is, like, damn hot.
Dropping your trousers?
Oh, yeah. She's kind of got a, again, high cheekbones is a thing.
Yeah.
And so, like,
you can, like, see her.
One
cheekbone.
Thing was, like, her hair slicked back and just very sleek looking.
Yeah.
But this is good here, too, as we should probably talk about that. Here we go. It's like motherly right there.
Mm-hmm. She's like, why the fuck would I go back there?
No. Apparently she just bolted Eddern. The great to say, it's my help.
But that's why she's so good.
Everything. Yes. Rectorous. But again, to say it's too proud.
Right.
To like beg and say.
Or just
you're
to
right
tell her
wrong.
What's actually going on.
With what?
I'm assuming this is like before.
Well, they don't know.
I guess the timeline. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. The time. Yeah, Nilfgaard is not.
I forget about that.
Yeah, we're way in the past still. See, they flipped that around. Don't. Because so it does. In the books, Geralt does that, knocks him out, and then says, money opens all doors.
Oh.
You know, like Hollywood
ass. Yeah.
I know, they kind of flipped it to where he said, and he's like, oh, so it does. Yet again.
Whoa.
Beauberon. I guess they're in Germany here. Because even Shared and Das is sounded like German. See apple juice.
What she wants.
What she wants. I don't care. So this is a big thing, too, of having the apple juice.
Why?
Because that's how they meet. Geralt brings Yen apple juice.
Oh.
But the meeting is very, very different. And this here caused a lot of controversy.
Why?
What I liked about the book was Geralt goes in there and Yen is there. And they start this, like, banter. And Geralt gets very insolent. And Yen literally shoots a lightning bolt at him. of which he blocks.
Uh-huh.
But it slams him against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And they just kind of do this, like, shit-talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
Like, playful banter, but they're kind of digs and whatnot.
Yeah.
And here they just did an orgy. Oh. But what's curious about this also is we'll see at the end, she, like, snaps and they're out of it. Mm-hmm. Is she forcing these people to do this?
Remember, don't they snap out of it for a second? Something happens, right? And they all realize where they are.
That's what I'm saying. Is Yen forcing them to do this?
Yeah, she gets what she wants.
But she's forcing all of these people to have sex against their wills. And look at that going on there. That woman on the shoulders that dude's face going down. I think it's called, as the kids call it, cunnilingus. Is that what the kids are saying these days?
Sure.
Apple juice. Apple juice. Apple juice in a goblet.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Huh. The White Wolf.
He's like, okay.
Is this the...
See, there's a little bit of banter
where's
here.
Where's the look? Yeah, but I like that she, like, attacked him. Oh, this look here. There it is. That shot.
With her eyes, too, being, like, that purple.
Oh, yeah, well, she's basically, like, fucking him right there.
Yeah.
But I like that she, like, attacked him and said, you're insolent. Go away. And then was like, oh, he kind of blocked it, so he's not a human. I don't know.
Oh, yep.
Oh, really?
All night long.
Oh, now you have her attention.
Yep, now she's like, okay.
A question of price. That's not this story. Oh, now she got it. All right, show's over.
And they're like, then, fuck, what are we doing?
Dong. So, yeah, were they, like, look, it's like they're, she just forced all those people to do that?
He's like, what?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, drink. Oh, drink.
Oh.
That's kind of a growl.
Mm.
I know someone has to have done a super cut. Speaking of looks, ooh, shirtless again.
Hello.
Shirtless in a bath. What's weird
and
is
now she's in all white. You know, so she was like in all black.
Well, that's the thing is another thing. She only wears black, like black and white.
Yeah, but now like this is very much more like, look, I'm angelic. Yeah. I have my hair's pulled back.
Innocent.
I don't have a lot of makeup on. Like I'm very pure.
What's weird is he doesn't look that jacked there.
No.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the angle of how he's sitting, but yeah, he doesn't look as yoked out as he's been. Everyone else is boring.
He's like,
turn around. Oh, drink.
He's like, okay, sure.
And whoop.
God, she's got the best one-liners.
Yeah. I don't give a... Ooh, she mean like endowed? Like his dong?
No, I think she just means...
Oh, they're not talking about his dong?
No.
Cat feeder. Cat feeder picked up.
That was funny.
There you go. Happy childhoods make for dull company. Ooh. By your wrists. Which is interesting because that means she did not change.
Yeah, we talked about
the
that.
The attempt. We did?
Yeah, like when she said leave him. Like she wanted that memory. Come on now.
I've done so many podcasts.
This is the best one though.
Yeah. Oh, drink. Brothel. Mm-hmm. Out of the kindness of her heart. Drink. Let me get more. Here we go.
Called out.
Ooh, not her, only his. Ooh, he didn't like that. Mm-mm.
Oh, she like kind of giggles to herself like, yep.
Oh, they didn't show him. They didn't show him full frontal.
I know.
Boo.
She was like, yep, I got to you.
She won. Ooh, black leather.
She's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tightened a bum. Uh-huh. Yeah, she's.
I love it.
A
like
wry
the little smirk.
Smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yen offers up a wry smile. He doesn't say he's a friend.
Nope.
It's a joke.
Ooh.
Ooh. On a first name basis. Ooh.
I am not easily satisfied. There's so much sexual tension in this episode.
Now he's like, oh, what the?
He's like, I knew it.
You just now noticed that, Geralt? The fucking Ouija board shit? Whoa, you are a fucking detective. Get out the Scotland Yard with your mother. Did he really not see that in the middle of the room?
But I thought, like, what does she give a shit? Oh, I...
Wait, what? Why does she care?
Yeah, so she actually is trying to be nice.
Well, Yasker needs to make his last wish.
Oh, yeah.
And then
duh.
She can... Then
I
she,
forgot.
Because it's still bound to Yasker. Oh, we know it's Geralt. But
right.
They all
I
think it's Yasker.
See?
See? What up, kitty? Come up.
There it is.
Oh, we have double deductive reasoning. They should be solving mysteries in a van. Cat, you're in the way. Stella, move. I can't see the closed cat. Okay. Oh. And. That's big, too.
Why?
Because that's like her scent. Of he knows that. Lilac and Gooseberries. Always reminds him of her.
Oh.
And that's the first thing he smelled when they first met. And so he'll always have that. Lilac and gooseberries. Oh, no. And she did this also, which is kind of good they put in.
What?
Suck her teeth into his lips like a vampire. And then,
that's just
cut.
Good kissing.
Cut right there. Fashioned. Mutant ain't immune to that. Go to sleep, bitch. Yeah, sleep, bitch. Fake up.
Fake up.
Can't cut off these German accents here. Sie ist talking like they're from Bavaria. Weiß ich, dass wir nur einen. Sie werden sterben mit einen. Das einen. Do you remember what he did? What she made him do?
No.
I think they actually did it with the story.
He's like, fuck.
Rampage. That's an old arcade game from the 80s. With a monster. I think they made a movie about it. Let's talk about Rampage. All right.
Oh.
Drink.
Ugh.
This one. He attacked in the stories what was described as a dandy. And, like, thrashed him across the bottom. Oh, no, he took the cane from a dandy. That's what it was. But, yeah, she basically had Geralt do this rampage of her enemies.
Well. Sweet. He's like, okay.
Wait, was he he's a half elf, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still got the ears, so he looks like a elf, but I think he's only half elf.
The head tilt.
Yeah, you're under her spell. I wish, that's right.
Right.
I did chemistry. Like, I like her. Ooh.
Oh.
Saved by the door opening.
Huh.
Ah, damn it. We gotta finish. I gotta go get more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you hold down the podcast.
Okay.
Ow, shit. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And he's awake and he can talk now.
Yes.
Oh, and then there's this really hot girl naked. Oh, he's like, all right, cool. Maybe I did some good shit. I love how he's like worried about it. He's like, did we like hook up or something?
Alouette. Jean de Plumeray. Why is that in my head?
My cat. Ooh.
Oh, God. So here comes Geralt's second wish.
Oh. I mean, like, witchers feel pain, right? Like, this is hurting
him. Oh, he gets fucked up. Like, his knee. Oh, he... have that in common with him. His knee gets fucked up at one point, and it stays with him like forever.
Really?
Oh, he gets fucked up. Someone in the show from the first season fucks him up. It's awesome. I can't wait for it. It's about 2 years, well, about 4 years away. 3 or 4 years away. I was like,
yeah, you better hope they put it in there.
Oh, no, they will. It's a major part.
Oh.
And here comes the second wish.
Oh, so him just saying, I want you to do that, yeah, like counts like as a wish. Like, yeah. You don't have to say, like, I wish something.
I like how he just said it. He's like, huh?
Is this, so when does he realize it?
Right here. Well, you see, yeah. Yep, and see there.
He's like,
I want to get some fucking pace. And he realizes
now that Yasker's yeah, like,
that she's going to do that with him and it's not going to work. And nothing.
But does no one realize that he's still there?
Like her summoning the djinn?
Right, yeah, but he's still there. Like, he made the wish to leave. And, yeah. Like, shouldn't she realize, like, hey, he didn't fucking disappear?
There he goes.
Aw, I love how he's, like, kind of happy about it. Like, he almost smiled.
Yeah, he did. Yes, Kier. You're okay.
Huh.
Whoop.
Nope, you wrong. That ain't what she wants.
Well, she kind of does. She wants something that's not capable,
right?
If you will.
You know, he does go with him and help all the time.
Who?
Yaskier. He's like, don't fuck. He's like, fuck, you're right.
Yeah. Here I am. God. The last wish, if you will.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she lose control. Chaos. It was told to her, remember that? At Arethusa? About control and chaos?
Yeah, I'm real into this right now. All
tying together. We're supposed to be commentating.
I know, but do you remember how, like, so, like, she went through her first transformation without anything, and that's what she's saying right now. Like, transformation is pain.
I want everything again. She'd been doing some yoga. That's the gin pose right there.
Sir.
Sir, what's going on in that house? Yeah, where was he at this whole time?
Chilling in the kitchen, sleeping, taking a nap.
Getting some apple juice. So in the books, the gin, like, destroyed the entire town. And, like, Yaskier came through a portal. Infinite power. Oh, what does he want?
We never know.
Wish.
And they do that because they never know. They don't say in the books,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't say in the books.
So they couldn't, like, he that would just ruin say. It, right, to say it?
I mean, I think I said this on the Wind's Howling. I think Sapkowski just wrote it and then never fucking thought about it. Everything kept going on. I was like, oh, fuck, I can't explain what he said. He can't have wished for her, because if he wished to be with her, then it does tie them together in that. So it can't be that. But then how else do you explain it to logically sync up with everything that's happened and that does happen? Because Yen's going to think that's what he wished for.
Right, yeah.
Was him to be in love. To be in love with them, so. Or to be in love with her. So I just think it's one of those, like, yeah, we don't need to worry about that. He just done did it, and that's good enough.
I mean, I'm sure he probably just said, like, I wish for, like, the djinn to go away.
Potentially. But he did. But then why wouldn't he say that?
True.
That's the point, like. Here comes a dude that, like, let it go, man. She doesn't like you. Don't be that.
Don't be that bro.
Well, he's really not. Because as we'll see here, he kind of pulls Yaskier away and doesn't gawk at them banging.
Yeah.
Like I would.
Same.
Another funny thing, too, is in the books when they fight, Geralt and Yen, like, they fucking fight.
Yeah.
And they go through all these portals. And the ones that they crash, this, like, fancy ball.
Oh, really?
And people are just like, oh! You know, these savage, and they go through all these places, and it's really fucking funny. I get why they couldn't do it here. It'd be way too expensive. But it was really funny.
He's like,
you had shit all.
Ooh.
Look at his laugh.
Ooh. And
wait, is this where we kiss?
Oh, yep. All I think about is the times I've watched in the game and that she likes to fuck on the unicorn.
Yeah. And the unicorn is from the books.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I believe it is. I will not be able to tell exactly where. Like, they couldn't even get undressed there.
Nah. Oh, they're, like, all so upset and, like, crying for him, and then it's,
well,
like...
Well, he's crying because of her.
Well, yeah.
And Yaskier's like, oh, my meal
ticket. Like, he's like, but he's like, my meal ticket. He's like, the best song.
Ooh. He didn't say that. Unfilled pie.
They're alive. Oh, he's like, fuck, I can't make money off the song anymore.
Bollocks.
He's like, no.
Then, ooh, horn dog.
I think he's that elf is, like, so in love with her that even if she's alive but with someone else, like, he doesn't care.
He's respectful.
No, he's just so in love with her. Like, he would rather love her from afar than not, like, have her at all.
I guess that's good. But let it go, bro. Move on. Yeah, that's pretty quick. Oh, they did do a time cut there. Times are, you never know timelines. That could have been like a...
True. He's like, nope.
He's like, no. Time to go sleep now. Nope, that post-coital sleep.
And it's like, nope, sorry, he's asleep.
He needed his sleep, and oh, just needed to rub one. Well, that wasn't rubbing one out, but fire one off.
Oh, yeah, back to the forest. Kind of forgot about this.
Hey, Stella.
Didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, this whole...
Definitely forgot about this.
Yeah. This whole thing just... The whole Siri plot line.
Oop.
It's another weird thing, too. Crossbows. Like, the big thing of them is, like, they're archers. Like, why do they have crossbows? Just give them fucking archers.
I love how she's like, nope, don't shoot at him, because we're going to get rid of this girl.
Give him bow and arrows. Yeah.
But, okay, so what I understand is they shot at, what's his name in Siri, like, way far away.
Don't worry about that.
Okay. And this guy, like, basically, like, is right by the door by the time they shot at him.
Like, they got the hole.
Yeah, you know that, right?
The hole for them to come in, yeah. Don't worry about that.
Just don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They wouldn't let people in. Oh, yeah, Dara. He knows the child.
Look how he, like, rolled his eyes.
Yeah, like, I can barely.
Oh, he said.
Family. Stella, don't hit that. You're hitting the mic.
Ooh. I like how everyone knows about the Law of Surprise. Like, and from no matter what you are, like, that is fucking everything.
It's the ultimate trump card.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, oh, you want to do something? Law of Surprise, bitches. Nope. Peace.
I just want everyone to know right now, the cat is literally sitting completely right in front of the screen.
I can't see. I can see the top part of Ciri's and Ethne's head. Oh, she leaned over. Ooh. Two edges.
Oh, drink. She said destiny.
Oh, God damn it. Dara's like, I don't want to leave.
He's like, nah.
And he should.
What is he?
He's like a spirit guide.
No, a stag? No. What is it when you're used for breeding?
Oh.
Like male horses or a stud. Bull? Stud. Stud.
Funny you say that. Because in the story, when the Sword of Destiny, when... Geralt and Ciri's there. The guy Freshenet, who is escorting Ciri, that's what becomes of him.
Right. Yeah. You said that they make studs out of the men.
Yeah. Because men don't leave there.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If you go there, you're fucking dying or you're becoming a stud. Like, nobody leaves there. They kind of change that a bit too. Still, you got to move. What'd she say? Enid Ein Glenna?
Aw, it's like another mommy. She gets a lot of moms.
She'll never come back.
I'm aware to ruin that shit for everyone.
I'd say there'd be spoilers. Stella, move. Don't hit that. Unless you meow. Meow into it. Stella, what do you think of the episode winding down? Let's get you out of the cat audience.
Does he creep you out as much as everyone else does?
Who, Adam Levy? I mean, he looks so much different. Just without a beard, like from his Twitter picture. All right.
And we're done.
And that does bottled episodes. Bottled appetites. The last... Oh, this is the song.
Did you say bottled episodes?
I said bottled episodes. Bottled appetites. So, that was kind of a shorter episode, wasn't it?
Was it?
That was under an hour, so I guess it's short. Oh. Some of them were like a 110 or 107 or something like that. All right, so that was it. I will say that I enjoy this episode immensely more this way than what I did researching it for Winds Howling.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because you're just watching it, drinking, not giving a shit, not trying to analyze and put every little thing in there.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're doing some hardcore analyzing here. I'm into this shit.
What'd you think of the episode?
I'm just kidding. I liked it. I like listening to you say that there was like a little bit more of like the banter between Yennefer and Geralt. Like, I kind of wish they may have done that a little bit more.
No, they did have it.
They had it in there, and that's like my favorite part is just...
No, I liked it, like, literally within two lines of speaking to each other, she fucking attacked. She's like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah.
Take a lightning bolt. Like, she's just not having his shit immediately. Calls him insolent. That's what I loved about it. She's just not playing his shit.
Right, but I like, that's like one of my favorite things about like the love stories and stuff like that in any type of show is like the banter and like the, we're so overly attracted to each other that the it's just the cute. Back and forth. No, yeah. It's just like the normal banter. I really like, I really, really wish there was some like spoiler or something of what he wished. Just because of later on down the road when she gets so upset of like, oh, that's why I'm so drawn to you. It's because you made a wish. No, it's like you're literally drawn together because of quote unquote the theme destiny. Throughout the entire show, the destiny, like you're meant to be with each other.
But
like,
that's why they can't say what the wish was. Because if he wished to be with her together, then it defeats.
I want them to say it wasn't. Like say any, like, you know, I'm looking for the, he just wanted to save her life. So that was the wishes. I wish you would save Yennefer's life.
I would honestly think that the writer's room debated this probably for like a fucking week straight to think, should we do it? Should we not? All right, give all ideas on what it could be.
Yeah.
And nothing held up. Like the whole point is, it's just a fuck. We don't need to know it.
No, we don't. That's but when it comes out later where she's like, that's why we're tied. Like
literally next episode.
Right. But I didn't think about that. I did not think that he wished right then for her to love him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then when she brings it up, I'm like, well, fuck, is that what it was?
I mean, the fact that they're at each other's throats, she does that shit to him, and they're literally fighting, and then, oh, they're just banging.
Yeah, but the entire time there was a sexual tension.
Yeah, but like it was never reciprocated by him. He never in any way.
No, yes, he did.
No, when?
In the show, he did.
I mean, he left out of the bath.
Well, yeah, but it was more of like a, she's getting to him, I have to leave.
Well, in all the situations I've been in like that, if I'm in it, she's the one gonna have to leave.
We know you've been in baths like that all the time.
No, not really. Not baths. Baths are gross.
The Siri part just kind of drawn on for me. And I get that they have to do that. And it gets, now that Millsack's there, or fake Doppler.
Millsack.
Now that he's there, like, she gets a little bit more action. Like, her thing kind of picks up like, a tiny bit.
It really doesn't. Once she leaves Broken Heart,
it does. But, like, yeah, this one I was just, like, I honestly forgot about that part. Like, when, at the very end, I was like, oh, let's just leave it at Geralt and Yennefer, like him falling asleep. We can be done. And then it showed that, and I was like, oh, shit. I honestly forgot about her being there.
Yeah, I've been a broken record. I've been a broken record about the series it didn't work for me the whole season. They had to do it to get the payoff at the end. Otherwise, you really wouldn't care that much. It just didn't work for me. It didn't. Basically... And I thought about this. Hell, we'll get there. I don't need to say that. But I think that's it.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. So enjoy the episode a lot more than I did initially.
You're welcome.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Sorry it took so long that we've come back with episodes.
Yeah, well, it's free. You're not paying for it. So, you know.
Get over it.
Just kidding. No. For real, though, yeah. I try to do more. I've explained in there. I need to explain also because people keep asking about the books, and I won't be able to do that probably until another, month, until basketball season.
Yeah, but we hope you enjoyed this.
Yeah, the downloads are up there. We're hearing good things about it. So if you're listening to this, you're definitely doing it because now we're meandering on past an hour. So we've taken up enough of your time. We will be back, hopefully, next week, which will be early February. Maybe we can get one next weekend.
We can do that next weekend.
If not, we'll throw out another one tonight, Monday American time. For a lot of, I think most people are probably European listeners. It's probably like 3 or 4
Monday
in the morning.
Monday American time?
It is. It's Monday American time. It's still.
I don't think it works like that.
Well,
we need to stop.
No, 2 hours. It's 7:22.
Math is hard.
K California time. It's 9:22 Texas time, so it's 10:22 New York Eastern time. I know time zones.
Okay.
3:22 London AM Tuesday morning, about 4:20. Okay, we're done. All right, that's it. Signing off. If you're still listening to this, please rate and review. Listen to everything. Listen down low, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.